The VIP party.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex.
B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex.
You are now entering the Mega Cards.
The Mega Cards.
You, Ted, I could use one more day in this weekend.
Oh, yeah, man. Summertime. The weekends get short.
Yes. Oh, one more. I think we should only do four-day work weeks during the summer.
Well, I mean, I got pretty short weeks coming up, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, I guess I got a lot of, like, short weeks. This is, like, the last full week I think we have in a bit.
Yeah.
Because next week we're off to Chicago. You got, like, your crazy hippie fest.
Yep, I'll be up at Meltdown.
Yep.
And then the Monday after that, we're going to Raw.
That's right.
So I took off Tuesday as well.
I love it.
Yeah, those became official, just turned in the paperwork.
Got it approved.
Got it approved.
Good for you.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait. So pumped for WWE's Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, and we'll have, we talked about learning the nay-nay.
And the whip.
And the whip, so yep. We could do that on Raw. And then our buddy Tanch, who does afternoons over at Hot 103.7.
Hot.
He's coming in, and he's going to teach us today.
I know. Ted's all excited. He booked his first guest for the MegaCast.
I'm doing something, Steve.
Right. So last week, he's like, hey, man, I booked us a guest. I'm like, awesome.
Got us covered, Steve.
Right? So he's like, I got Tanch from Hot 103.7 coming in to teach us how to do the whip and the nay-nay.
Boom.
And I'm like, hell yeah. So today, we're what we call prepping. We're just BSing right before we hit record on this podcast. And I go, so is Tanch still coming in? Oh, man, I totally forgot to check with him. You had one job. One guess.
Yeah. Well, I had this nagging feeling this morning that I'd actually done some work beforehand, but I just kind of blew it off and went, oh, Steve, I'm sure you have topics for us. And then you asked me about Tanch. And before I even said, oh, man, let me check, I think I was already out the door.
Yeah. Yeah. You just turned around and walked out and you said, I'm going to go check. Oh, my God. Great.
Luckily, Tanch was there, not out getting lunch or something, so I could actually physically talk to him and go, hey, you coming over, right?
And Tanch is probably like, I don't know. I'm supposed to do this thing with those guys, but I haven't heard from Ted yet.
Yeah. I mean, in retrospect, I probably should have sent him like a reminder text.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right.
Well,
that's how the MegaCast rolls. People want to be on our show.
Yeah, this is day one, or show one of three for me today.
Oh, because you got our show, then you get the men's room. And then what do you got going on after that?
I'm doing a Sounders soccer podcast tonight down at Federal Way.
Nice. Who are you doing that with?
A group of guys that, well, you know what, honestly, I really only know them from Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And then I know a couple of the guys that hang out, just seeing them at games or whatnot.
Oh, so they do a podcast and they want you on as a guest.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They do it every Monday.
Nice.
Down, I think it's the Berliner Pub.
Berliner.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. The pretzels there are awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Pretzel. It sounds crazy. But get the pretzel that has, I think it's cream cheese as a side and, what do they put on pancakes?
Syrup,
yeah.
All right.
Dude. I'm telling you, I was on the fence. I'm like, well, it's their thing. I like ordering whatever restaurant I go to, whatever their thing is. Like, you know what they're known for, and that's like their thing. So I'm like, well, I know I'm getting a pretzel regardless, and if it doesn't taste good, well, fortunately, without the condiments, it's still a pretzel, and it's still awesome.
It's still a win.
It is, but, dude, it's really good.
Dude, I had a pretzel Saturday night. I was out at Spokane at the Spokane Shock Arena football game.
Yeah, how was that?
It was pretty fun. Also, crazy night. Dollar hot dogs. Yeah.
And you told me before we started this that there was $9 pitchers and dollar hot dogs?
Well, $9 pitchers came later at a bar.
Okay.
They weren't offering $9 pitchers at the game.
That would be a bad idea.
If they were, I'd still be asleep in the arena.
Those games would be sold out every game.
Yeah, dollar hot dogs. So I got a pretzel, well, a soft pretzel,
mm-hmm.
and then a dollar hot dog. And then there was a whole group of us from the men's room. Everybody else was still doing stuff. So I was like the old man, just sat in the seat by myself. And I mean, I had what is easy to say a pool of mustard for this pretzel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yellow mustard? Or,
oh, yeah. Classic.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite to go. I love where does this become pretzel talk?
Pretzel talk.
On the MegaCast.
Well, now I'm looking forward to this pretzel tonight at the Berliner Pub.
Yeah. And then if you... I don't know, if you get the sample, like, platter of drinks, like the sample of beers, you're going to get bombed. Because they give you, like, a huge sampler with, like, a good portion of beer in each one.
See, I think part
I went with my buddy with Munson. We went once, holy, he got the sampler for himself. He had his girl take him home.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think they were like, hey, you know, get some food, get some beers, and we'll cover it. So
sampler and the pretzel.
Sampler and the pretzel. And then I was thinking about being this guy too. Like, well, I just got a pretzel, so I'm gonna get something to go.
Yeah. You guys want to make sure I'm full when I get home, don't you?
Dude, I did that once at a bar I go to all the time in Belltown.
I'm not surprised.
And they, well, look, I've been to this bar 100 times, right? And I know a bunch of the bartenders. But the one day, and this was only last fall, the owner, I think, finally put together who I was on the radio show with who I was as a customer.
Right.
So I had already ordered food to go. And then it's like, oh, the check's all free. And then like 20 minutes later, my food shows up and everybody's like, geez, Ted, free tab and you get to-go food? It's like, I didn't mean it to happen that way.
Sometimes I get like, I don't know, like we're fortunate with the jobs that we have where sometimes people do offer you like a free meal or whatever. And yeah. It's like, sometimes I wish they wouldn't in certain situations because I know I'm going in there and I'm getting gluttonous. Like I'm going in and I'm getting a bunch of stuff. And when they're like, hey, man, just to let you know, this is on us. I'm like, I want to be like, can you do that next time? This time I'm here to take care of business. And I don't want to like get you guys to think, I don't want them to think that I'm here to, you know.
Right, like, oh, hey, it's free. Yeah. Steve's going to eat as much as he can.
Right. But, you know, I'm getting a lot of food tonight. So I kind of, then all of a sudden I'm like, maybe I shouldn't get a bunch of food because for that reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I didn't worry about it too much, but I did look like that guy when the takeout food showed up. And of course, I was there, you know, some of my friends, Baird and those guys, were going to let me live it down.
No, there's like, Ted.
Jesus, Ted.
Once Ted knows it's free, he wants double of everything.
Right? And chicken tenders to go.
And I'll be back tomorrow for the rest of it. Ted, we got to do what we do, and that's get 10 push-ups. We got to get 10. We got to get the blood pumping, the heart racing, and the brain
functioning.
And I figured up until Monday Night Raw, what better way to get ready for the big event that's happening at the Comcast Arena or the Xfinity Arena in Everett.
Xfinity, Steve.
That's right. I got to get it right. On August 10th, than to get 10 to wrestlers' theme songs.
All right.
So I figured this week, we got to get 10 to the champs.
Oh, Seth Rollins?
Seth Rollins.
Oh.
Come on.
He's the worst,
He's
Steve.
The best. Let's get 10, Ted.
Oh, Seth Rollins.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I do kind of like his song.
Yeah, I like this.
I like it when it, like, breaks back down. There it is.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins is just such a whiny little bitch, and I know he's supposed to be.
Yep.
But he is so good at it.
He is, like, back in the day, they used to call them the chicken-ass heels.
All right.
And he is, like, a throwback to, like, the Jesse Venturas.
Oh, 100%.
That's what I love about the guy. These days when you have a bad guy, it seems like the fans love the bad guys.
Yeah.
More than they like the good guys. I mean, you got your share. But with him, he has done it and done it so well that even though he's a bad guy and he's good in the ring and he's good on the mic, the fans still hate him. I'm like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I loved your reaction. I hate Seth Rollins.
Right, because he's so easy to hate. He's
just
so good
at it. Smarmy ass.
He is.
So good. And then he's sending pictures of his dong, the hot chicks behind the scenes.
That chick was smoking hot.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, if she asked, I would.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, this has been a big thing on the podcast.
What's that?
Well, Matt's sending out D-pics to everybody.
What?
Yeah. Well, he's backed it up a little bit. I shouldn't sell him out that bad. But, right, MCTP. Young Matt has said that he is, if it's flirting going good, then he's firing off a D-pick.
Without even being, remember we talked about the time I did it and the person was like,
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You got to be specifically asked.
And he hasn't been, like, he'll just voluntarily send them?
Well, he's saying if they start with flesh, he's matching with flesh.
Okay, I think that's fair. But are they sending flesh?
Sick pervert. You would be. I bet you got one on record in there, ready to rock right now.
Oh, yeah. Here, check through my phone.
Yeah.
Picture 64.
Picture? Why 64?
I was going to say 69, but that seemed too easy.
Yeah, so just
pick 64. A random. 64.
Oh, 64? Dog pick.
Yep. Which angle do you want?
For me, I want it to be at attention. Oh, sorry.
So wait, if they send flesh, like, does it have to show?
Breast. We're talking about breast, Steve.
Okay. Does it
boobs.
Have to? Do you have to? Can? What if it's just like a shirt that's showing a lot of cleavage? Will he still send it?
Then she's just getting some of the berries. No, I made that up.
I made that up
completely.
That might be a turn off.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Gosh, man, I would love to talk to these girls and get their like immediate reaction to when he sends those.
My other favorite one is...
I would at least think he should warn them.
For me, I'm not sending one, like I was about to say. For me, the best angle is at a full attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't send. I can't send just regular bench player, Ted.
Dude, we did that once was formerly known as the STP cast, the Migs cast.
Yeah.
We did a dong race. Where you told me. Yeah, and it was, but they were flaccid, and that was weird.
Terrible. I wouldn't even send that picture out.
But it was to our significant others. It wasn't like we were sending it to just some random person that we just started talking to like Matt's doing.
I wouldn't even send it to myself. I know what it looks like flaccid. What are we doing?
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Smooth transition.
It's the only transition.
Today's TED Talk is going to be about stay in the course.
Yes.
Choose your path that you want to choose. And I don't mean just in the greater grand scheme of things in life, but I mean just simple choices too. Let's say you're going to do something and you and your buddy's got to do something later. You know, if you say, hey, I got to make sure I get this done or get that done first, then I can go have this fun. Just, you know, choose your path, stick with it, and, you know, you'll be better on the other side for it.
Yeah, I think it's good to stay focused.
Yeah, and it's easy.
Right.
Anybody can take that quick time off or whatever. I mean, it could be just as simple as Saturday afternoon. Now, you know you still have the backyard to mow that whole lawn. So what you meet a buddy, you have a beer or whatever. You have one or two, that's one thing. You get stuck in that bar having 5-6 beers and shots, you're never mowing that lawn.
And if you do, you might cut your foot off.
Yeah, you got to get that lawn done. Then you go back to the bar and meet that buddy.
I always just jokingly, like not jokingly, but I would always say in my stoner days like where I was smoking every day. And my rule was get everything you need to get done first, and then you can reward yourself with some of that sweet Mary Jane.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, you have so many friends where they just get baked, and then you're like, well, did you do what you're supposed to do? Bro, I forgot. Well, of course you forgot. You're stoned all the time.
You're like me. I always call myself a white-collar stoner. Like, you got to get work, the gym, you got to get all that stuff done for me.
I don't get it.
I know what you're going to say.
I knew a girl that would work out stoned. That was her thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was proof that she was working out a lot because she was, I mean, she had a smoking body. But I was like, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, I would just give up.
I wouldn't even start.
Right? Like, man, I don't need this in my life.
Yeah, it's just, come on, people. So we are a few minutes away. Actually, we got 2 minutes until we're going to have our boy Tanch on. About 2 or 3 minutes. He walked by. I didn't know what to do.
I was just saying, I thought you were going to let him in. Steve waved him off.
I gave him the 1 minute mark. I didn't know what to do.
Is he still out there?
I don't know.
Oh, this is awkward. How quick our commercial breaks are, Steve.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you, we're going to take a break. I would do something next, but, you know, Tanch had to walk by the window.
It's chaos in here. It's anarchy.
This is what happens when you have
Stay the
Smith.
Course, Steve. Stay the course.
That's what happens when Ted's booking the show.
The guests show up when they want.
Right?
Probably already half in the bag, too.
All right, when we get back, we're going to learn how to whip and nay-nay. Yes, it's the first time and probably the last time we'll ever tease the next segment by saying that, but...
We're going to learn to dance. I feel like we're on, like, a midday show now.
Oh, yeah.
On TV. Coming up next, the fellas learn how to nay-nay and whip.
We're practicing for our opportunity to one day take over Evening Magazine, New Day Northwest.
Yeah. And I still like later Evening
Magazine.
That's
right. And same day, Seattle.
Same day, Seattle.
All right, when we get back.
Old day, Seattle. That's who we're going to be. We talk about stuff that happened yesterday.
That's right, but we act like it happened just now. All right, when we get back, Tanch from Hot 103.7 joins us on the Megacast.
B-Tech Smith and Steve are pooping. Whoops. I mean that they are popping, and the Megacast will be back. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping, you ain't popping.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't poppin', you ain't poppin'. As you know, we here at AshleyMadison.com recently had our website hacked, and now 37 million cheaters could potentially be exposed. But don't worry, we take our online security very seriously, as well as the anonymity of our subscribers. The only information we keep on file is the size of your junk, any distinguishing birthmarks that may be on it, your favorite positions, weird fetishes, sleazy hotels you frequent, outfits you like to dress up in, number of sexual partners you've had, what your safe word is, any role-playing you've been engaged with, if you've ever been tied up in a dungeon, and all of the many, many venereal diseases you've contracted over the years. That's it. Because on the one hand, we feel bad about the data breach, but on the other hand, it serves you right for cheating on your spouse. Unless you found out through the hack that they were cheating too.
These guys are kinda hot. That's why I voiced this for free. The mega cast is back.
My girlfriend's bitching cause I always sleep in. She's always screaming. She's calling a friend. She's kinda hot though. Yeah, she's kinda hot though.
Those guys just played in Seattle.
Who is that?
5 seconds of summer or something? I don't know. We got Hot 103.7's professional right over there. Tanch. Hello, Tanch.
What up?
Now, are you familiar with the 5 seconds of summer?
From my top 40 days, yeah.
Yeah, they're huge.
Enormous. The
bitches
girls
love them.
Were they just at the Showbox?
No, they were just at the Key Arena.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they're huge.
I have no idea how
big. Yeah, that song that you just played like almost broke the internet with the little kids.
Yeah, what is it like? It's like tweens and
it's
anywhere
it's
from
like
11
one,
to
it's like the One Direction type of crowd,
but like they feel like they're a little bit more edgy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they had tattoos before they got famous, so they have the one up on One Direction there,
and they wear Ramones t-shirts.
Yeah,
so therefore they're punk.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys. I saw them once on one of those VMAs, and the whole band was like not only just lip syncing, but lip drumming or air drumming, air guitaring. It was just like, oh, what's the point of even having the instruments at this point? Like, seriously.
Did they play them on the records?
I have no idea.
I hope.
I'm familiar with them, but I'm not too keen on what's going on in their world.
Dude, a couple weeks ago, I was driving down for a soccer game in Soto, and it was the same night as that One Direction concert.
Oh, okay. Geez.
I mean, so many people, so much traffic. And then that stadium, it wasn't even One Direction yet. And all I could hear, keep in mind, I'm on my scooter, so I can hear most things great on that. It's just like this in the stadium. Like 40,000, like,
oh, that's right, because they did.
Teenagers just going nuts,
yeah,
at CenturyLink. I mean, it was so loud.
CenturyLink Field, One Direction.
Yeah, they fart into a microphone, and you got girls trying to grab it out of the air and eat it. You know, it's disgusting.
Dude, it was unbelievable.
It's disgusting how much they love those boys.
Yeah.
So then the 5 seconds are kind of like the lower level, but still high amongst everybody. That is unbelievable. I can't believe that band is popular. Like, yeah. I remember seeing the first, I'm like, there's no way. This is not popular. And now I'm eating my own words.
Well, you also have to remember that Simon Cowell has a hand in that as well. They actually tried out on X Factor when it was in the UK. So he was on the show and sort of found them there, and they didn't win the competition. But, you know, I'm just going to stop talking now because I'm really embarrassed how much I know about all these boy bands. So I'm just going to shut my mouth.
Dude, don't sweat it, Tanch.
A new segment.
Boy bands with Tanch.
All right. Yeah.
Sad thing is, I was about to like, and same thing with the Fifth Harmony group.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So
exactly.
Don't feel, I mean, if you want to be embarrassed, then talk to us because we're just as embarrassed.
This is a safe place.
Yeah. This is team embarrassment.
Good.
Plus, I love boy bands, and everybody does. They've been around since like popular music became popular.
If you didn't want to be in a boy band as a growing up male individual, then you're just lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to be Donnie from the New Kids on the Block when I was growing up.
Sure.
I mean, because he was still kind of edgy and cool.
But
he was also the most popular group in the world, so therefore all the girls wanted to be with him.
Right, and also he had the lowest maintenance role in the group because I don't even think Donnie can sing, can he?
I don't even know what he did in that group.
He harmonizes.
Okay.
You know, so you need his voice back there with the other four dudes.
So basically, he was like the kid that got selected to all-county chorus just because he was the one that was actually going to show up in high school and then just made a career out of it or something.
Yeah, he made the team for participation.
Yeah.
You know, Tanch, there was a few of us that were in choir as children that never did solos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with being that guy that's just back there harmonizing.
I'm sorry, man.
Steve, were you ever in choir?
No, but we used to do those assemblies where you had to sing. So a whole group of people sang in front of everybody, including your parents and whoever. And our group had to do Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. So you had the cool teacher.
Yeah, but they made me
do Oklahoma.
Lead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, see, I guess I got it better. But
we
they
did
made,
show tunes. You get to do like classic rock tunes. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I did the lead and I can't sing. So here's this, like, you know, 11-year-old kid screaming, "Born!" And everyone's just looking like, whose kid is this? I'm pretty sure my parents ducked out. They're like, "We're not owning you for this moment. Like, you are an orphan that the school just brought in to show that they were doing something nice for the community."
There's tape of that somewhere.
I like the school system in Brooklyn, New York. Like, oh yeah, show tunes, classics. No, we're going to do that guy that grew up down the shore here, Springsteen.
And it's not even like a really a pro-USA song, but we're not even paying attention to the lyrics. He's singing Born in the USA, America. Put him up there on stage. Let the kids sing.
I love it.
Yeah. Me and my buddy once, you remember back in the day, your playlist was everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could really judge character of people by what their playlist was. So we made one that was like 200 songs. This was on July 4th. Born in the USA was one of them.
Of course.
But any song that had USA or America in the title, when it came on, you had to chug the remainder of your beer. So, which seems pretty benign until you're like eating and hanging out, and all of a sudden Born in the USA comes on, you got a full beer and you got to chug it.
It sounds like a really good way of getting drunk.
It, you know what, Tanchi was great, and I almost blew my finger off last night with a or that night with a firecracker.
Oh, JPP, you know me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the plan worked.
But we have Tanchi, and before we talk about anything else, we got to get to the business at hand, and that is to learn how to do the song by this man.
Yeah.
So this is Silento.
Yep.
Right? All right. Now, do you guys play this?
No, we only play the old school stuff.
That's right. Okay, I didn't know if maybe this was like getting to that point yet.
No,
I thought you guys still threw in a new one once in a while.
Not unless it's like a couple of years old. You know, like maybe like the most recent song we'll play is like 5 years old or something like that.
All right.
But yes, young kid, the dude's only like 16 or 17 years old.
Silento.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We're learning to dance from a 17-year-old kid?
Yeah, and basically...
At the oldest, maybe 17.
It's legitimately kind of like a cop-out of a song, too, because, you know, other than the watch me, everything that he's talking about, he talks about 8 different dances that have existed for a while, like the stanky leg. Yeah, the stanky leg's been around for years.
Sure.
Okay. He's just saying, so, do these dances. Yeah, he's basically ordering you to just do stuff.
So
he's
this like, song is like a Zumba class.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or like the electric slide.
Yeah, it would basically be like, electric slide, electric slide, what's electric
the,
slide.
What's the other electric slide song that was kind of popular?
The cha-cha?
Yeah, the cha-cha
left,
slide.
To the left.
Yeah.
The cha-cha slide, the Cupid shuffle, you know, all that stuff.
All I know is I was in Bellingham wasted, and everyone's doing some kind of electric slide type dance, and I couldn't figure out what was going on, and I'm like bouncing into people because I'm so wasted.
Yeah.
And I realized,
you play bumper cars.
I'm like, if I listen to the lyrics, I can do what they're doing. And then I zoned in. Didn't do it well, but I was able to pull it off.
You got
to
give yourself some space if you don't want to embarrass yourself when you're jumping into those things.
So we want to make sure that when we go to Monday Night Raw that we can whip and nay-nay.
Yeah, if you just want to do the whip and nay-nay part, that's the easiest part. All these dances that he's talking about.
But I kind of want to do the stanky leg too now.
Yeah, stanky leg's kind of fun, but they're all...
Hey, can you skanky leg?
I don't think so. I keep waiting. Tanch is kind of bobbing his head like he's going to break into over here. It, whatever.
So I'm more urban than Meyer, you know?
I got to film this.
Like, shoulder bounce that I can do. My buddy always gives me crap here because he says I dance in a box.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, like, right? Like, it gets real closed in.
You got to know. As long as you live inside of this area, then that's okay. Own that area.
All right, there goes 10. Okay, now we got 10 here.
Okay, can I wait for the song?
All right, we got to wait.
Duff.
Now, why is it the Duff?
I don't know. The bop is... I don't know if you can see the leg.
All right.
He's bopping.
Okay. Yeah, the legs like this.
Okay, here we go, whipping.
There it is.
Oh, okay, so.
Whip, watch me nae-nae. Watch me whip, whip, watch me nae-nae. Watch me, watch me.
Oh, so now you guys look like you're looking out to people.
That's just me. That's my part.
All right. So, okay, now we're going to...
I think we're going to...
I'm watching.
Yeah, watch me. We're going to have to take it from the top.
Of course.
From the top.
When it's time for Steve to dance, they stop singing.
Hit him with that flex bomb.
Scary of my life.
Is this Periscope or are we just recording?
We're just recording.
All right.
Okay.
Watch me, nanny. Watch me whip. Watch me, nanny. Get it. Watch me.
What am I supposed to do with my feet?
Freestyle right here. Watch me. Just do whatever you want, man. Okay. Just feel it.
There it is.
Yep. I like that. Get it?
What am I supposed to do with my feet during the whip and nay-nay part, though?
I guess we can stop. You know, you could just kind of like... You know, as long as you're moving your leg with your arms and just, you know, as long as you two are in unison with each other, you can make the dance look good.
So should we whip and nay-nay to any song? Like you know, because for wrestling, they're not going to play the whip and nay-nay song.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'd have to like, you know, I don't know, for instance, would we be able to whip and nay-nay to Seth Rollins' song?
Give it a whirl. Let's see it.
All right. We got to wait for that break bump.
Yeah.
Here we go, Ted. Whip!
Yes!
Wait, whip! Nay-nay! Whip! Nay-nay! Whip! Nay-nay!
There it is!
Whip! Nay-nay!
Get it!
Whip! Nay-nay!
Whip!
Nay-nay! Oh, anyone who's going, let's try and whip a nay-nay to every wrestling song. Oh,
and there's some that'll be easier.
Whip! Whip! Nay-nay!
All right.
I don't know.
Whip.
It doesn't look like Ted's taking it as serious as you. You look very...
I want this.
In the, you look very involved.
Yes. Ted's got rhythm. I got to work at it.
I just like I like how demonstrative your whip is. Because Tanch is kind of like throwing in some flavor, like whip.
I'm a little smooth, you know.
Steve's like he's aggressive.
Freaking whip it!
Yeah,
you don't want to be sitting in front of Steve at Monday Night Raw
because
he's probably gonna whip the back of your neck.
We're gonna have the largest gayest dance party before Raw. We're going to some bar in Everett. We're just gonna have to keep playing that song over and over.
We're going to the Why Not Sports Bar in Everett.
Yeah,
sometime around 2 o'clock. Come meet up with us.
Yeah, they'll be playing 5 Seconds of Summer, One Direction, and Silento.
That's our thing.
Silento. I mean, there's got to be some other wrestlers that have more of a hip-hop kind of... What about if R-Truth comes out?
Yeah.
Monday Night Raw. What's R-Truth up? Ain't coming out.
A little Sasha Banks, maybe, you know?
Oh, I would pay good money to see Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks, best theme song in wrestling, by the way, in my opinion. I don't know. That's just
Who's she with?
Naomi and...
Yeah, I like that.
That Amazon... Yeah.
Tamina Snuka.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Tamina.
Sasha Banks, I ain't gonna lie. Like, not only is she my favorite diva right now, she's quickly becoming my favorite superstar.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She is awesome.
Dude, when they, I think you guys were at that. Yeah, of course, all we
the house
were.
Show.
We all went to the house show together. Sorry.
Yeah, we were all wasted together.
Dude, I popped so hard for Sasha Banks when she was there. That was like the highlight of my night. I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Screw you, Daniel Bryan. I saw Sasha Banks.
Daniel Shmayan.
Yeah, got my money's worth.
I still like, even though I don't like Rusev, I like Summer Rae. She is just such a bitch.
And I love that she's completely just dressing like Lana now.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. The short skirt.
Those two could wrestle every time, and it'd make me happy. And I know there's no skill set in their wrestling, but it's just like, all right, the true trashy hot blondes are going to wrestle again.
As long as Lana runs at her, like does that Fez press where she gets her legs around her and slams her down and then just straddles her, that to me is good wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I'll whip a nay-nay to that any day of the week.
My mom was in town last
all
week,
over her.
And I was watching Monday Night Raw, and my mom was watching it, obviously, with me, because she was stuck watching it, whatever I was watching. But anyways, so Summer Rae comes on the screen or whatever, and my mom is like, now how is this girl on TV? Not only is she ugly, but she doesn't know how to dress. And in the back of my head, I'm like, first of all, like, my mom is not, like, that type of person to, like, kind of, you know, throw jabs at people like that, you know, personally and, you know, physically.
Professionally?
Yeah. But then now in the back of my mind as a single guy, I'm like, totally screwed. Like, I can never land a chick like Summer Rae in real life. So the next chick I bring home to my mom, she's just going to think that she's an absolute dog. Like, I'm just screwed. There's no way I could bring home, like, you know, something like that. To mom.
It's funny though that your mom says that because my wife, when we watch wrestling from time to time, well, I watch it all the time. She'll sometimes be a part of it. She doesn't usually slam on the girls either. yet she has made it a point to say how unattractive Summer Rae is.
I don't get it.
Am I missing something? Because I just thought maybe my wife is just like, whatever.
Yeah.
But now hearing that your mom's, and of course, you know, your mom has the same taste apparently as my wife.
Right,
so
yeah.
That's weird.
Well, Summer Rae is hated by every woman.
But why?
Because she's super skinny. She's super skinny.
She's tall,
blonde. She has legs for days.
Right.
Like, she's one of those women where it's like, even if your guy says he doesn't care about blonde girls or whatever, when that skank walks by, like, you know your boyfriend or your husband's looking at her.
Absolutely.
That's why they all hate him. It's a little weird because it's your mother, but I see why your wife doesn't like her.
But my wife won't dog on any other diva.
No, but Summer Rae pulls that out of people. That's why I like her.
It's so funny.
Because she is such a bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure she'd be terrible in person, too. Probably a nasty human. I love her.
You'd still want to be with her.
Oh, 100%.
Would you let her verbally abuse you all the time?
For the couple months I could handle it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the hottest girl I've ever been with was like 2 months.
Uh-huh.
She was not a nice person, but it was just like,
it's worth it.
I'm holding on to this as long as I freaking can, man.
Right, until it's like, you know, just logically a dumb idea to be with this person.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I knew she was going to leave eventually, Steve. I just say it. Like, I was in.
Oh, so you're just holding on until she leaves.
Oh, 100%.
I thought you were holding on until you just had enough.
No. I knew it was going to end bad.
You knew it was going to end, and in the meantime, you made the most of your time by, you know, just delivering it and getting the most that you can out of some hot ass.
Thank you, Chance.
Because you knew that some hot ass was going to come down the line again at some point, and now you got the experience. You're mm-hmm. comfortable mm-hmm. in there. Mm-hmm. That's like preseason, baby. You're in there.
Yeah. You're ready for Summer Rae.
Right. Yeah. It's Roger Clemens. He's pumping heat down there. But this at bat, it's going to at least count, man. I'm going to foul some off. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to look at some pitches.
Swing at it.
Yeah, man.
Swing at it.
Look at some bitches.
Yes.
Tans, thank you, man, for hanging out.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I feel like we're ready to whip and nay nay.
I feel much more comfortable doing that now.
Nay nay.
Yeah, I'm sweating actually from
Yeah, I'm pitting out right now.
Yeah,
but you know what? I'll work on it. I'll make it smoother. We got like over 10 days until it happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, plus, we're all white guys.
Right.
So a little bit of alcohol introduced into this is going to make that nay-nay on point.
Absolutely. We have to convince the people around us to whip and nay-nay with us.
100%.
Because if we could get that going, that could be the new, like, stupid thing that fans do at WWE events.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah. Like, raw crowds are like a family. You got to get together, you know?
Yeah.
You're take right. over the show.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's be like those Philly crowds, those Brooklyn crowds.
Right?
Take over.
Let's make Seattle or Everett that crowd.
Let's wrap it for the Pacific Northwest. Come on.
Everett's the crowd that started the whip and the nay-nay.
Yes.
Seattle started the wave. Everett started the whip and nay-nay.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
All right. There you go, Everett. You're Boom. Welcome.
Wikipedia it.
All right. When we get back. Speaking of wrestling, let's talk a little CM Punk. He had a little bit of a weird All encounter right. with a heckler at a recent UFC event. So we'll do that when we get back when the MegaCast returns.
I wish the Tech Smith would keep me in his pocket. Hubba hubba. The MegaCast will be back. So you can keep
What's more ridiculous than 3 sci-fi movies involving sharks and tornadoes?
I am officially running for President of the United States.
From the makers of Sharknado 3, oh hell no, it's Trumpicane. Donald Trump blows, destroying everything in its path. Mexico.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
The Middle East.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump.
Even the White House.
I will immediately terminate President Obama.
Trumpicane, threatening to take America into a tropical depression.
The American dream is dead.
Because he's killing it. Trumpicane is Category 4.
Stupid.
And coming soon.
You consider Oprah for vice president.
I like Oprah. What can I tell you?
Oprah Quake!
Fascinating.
From the makers of Sharknado, it's Trumpicane. Donald Trump blows.
Nobody can do that like me.
Look at him. Even his hair's a natural
disaster.
Trumpicane, part of Blowhard Week on the Weather Channel.
These guys are young and dumb. Wait. Texas. Steve is old and dumb. Ha ha ha. The MegaCast is back.
It's too good to be young and stupid, baby. Ooh, it's too good to be young and stupid, baby. It just keeps getting better. Life just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better. Life just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better.
Life just keeps getting better.
Life just keeps getting better.
My life is so damn good right now.
It just keeps getting better.
My minute.
Life just keeps getting better.
All right.
Man, we start dancing, people start showing up.
I know, we had a bunch of girls just walk in.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The ladies from the broadcast, Vicky B, Taryn, and one of our former rock girls, Amber, back from traveling the entire world.
Is that, yeah, I'd have no idea. Apparently I missed something.
Yeah, she's been like gone in like the Philippines, Vietnam, all these different places, like scooting around and doing whatever, like on the scooter. Like, the story is amazing, and I was like, oh, this would be fun to pick her brain. Like, let's pick your brain about your amazing journey. And then Vicky goes, oh, that's what we're doing on the broadcast. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to steal what you guys have got going on. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that'd be like the broadcast having on Tanch.
Right. If they did, there's a war brewing.
Just know, if you have a good idea, Steve will probably take it.
Yes. That's what we do. Jerk.
The whole encounter was just funny because Vicky comes in and then like I think they thought we were done. And
right.
Steve was like, no, here, hop on with us. And it's like, well, that's what we're doing next. And then like Taryn came in like with her mug and it was like, hang on, we got to finish the podcast here.
I know. It got a little weird.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. Yeah, I know. Right now we're in the middle on the Mixcast. We're doing, apparently you guys did a Master of Your Domain thing on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, some listener challenged us to do it on ours.
How many? How long?
I'm still going.
How long's it been?
A week.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm at well, tomorrow will be a full week.
Yeah, I just...
Rev's already out.
Huh.
Rev, we caved in, I think, on Friday or Thursday night.
Damn. Maybe I should start a new one.
Jump in.
I did like 6 weeks. Well, the problem is I already did this morning.
Well, then you could start now. It's never too late.
Does sex count?
No. It's just self-love.
So you could have all the sex you want?
Yes.
I mean, all right, dude, I'll jump in, but that's too easy for me. I mean, I'm telling you, I just did 6 weeks of this. Like, it's no worries.
I've been surprisingly enjoying not having that distraction.
Yeah.
I came close once, but then the dog groomer called right when I was about to get into it.
All right.
And I felt like that was a sign, like, all right, divine intervention.
Part of it is just, once you stop looking at porn, you kind of forget about it.
That's the big part.
But yeah. When you look at it all the time, it's very prevalent and it's top of mind.
And if you just look at hot chicks on the internet, it leads you to porn. It's a very quick rabbit hole that I fall into.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been pretty good about this.
I had to unfollow some accounts on Twitter. That's the easiest, because that's the problem. Like, you're not really thinking about it. And then, let's say you follow, like, a porn star or some strippers. Like, there's a sexy picture. You click on that. Then it's like, oh, you like this porn star? Maybe you'll like all these porn stars. And then before you realize it, you're down that hole.
Pants around your ankles. And you're like, why did I do that? Damn
right.
It. Son of a bitch.
Pants around your ankles reminds me of Jay Moore. He used to host. He does his own radio show now, but he used to host for Jim Rome sometimes.
Yeah.
He had one of the greatest quotes ever, and this was way back in the day when Anna Kournikova was still playing tennis. He was like, the only sporting event you watch with your pants around your ankles. Jay Moore.
Wow. On a sports station, he said that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the way that you announce, because anyone who listens can be a part of the Master of Your Domain thing on ours. And if you are out, all you can do is go to our Facebook page, which is just the Mixcast, and you can find it's a group. You have to post Metallica's Master of Puppets video, and that's your way of saying I'm out.
Yeah, then, we did it. Me and Cobb were good. Same thing. Matt, I think, only made it like 2 weeks, and then he was out.
Well, it's more than the Rev.
Yeah, he only made it a couple days.
Rev got bored and took care of things. Yeah.
Are you having more sex because of not masturbating?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I think I like this.
Yeah, 100%.
I've realized that I was maybe sabotaging my own sex life, and I did not know it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, too, it's just for a single guy, like for me, it just has that extra effort. Like, if I'm not masturbating, then it's like, well, it's Friday night. I could call it a night and go home and watch porn. Like, no. I'm going out. I'm going to physically talk to girls and try to meet a woman.
The first couple of days, man, I was vacuuming, I was cleaning up, I was doing exercise, I did yoga. Like, I was like, oh, wow, I'm getting a lot done because I'm not confined to my couch.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even though it could be a relatively quick endeavor, the after effects is nap time.
Generally.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Sorry.
That's fine, that's fine. It's all Vicky B's fault anyway.
Shouldn't be throwing us off.
Fucking bitch, man. I'm kidding. She knows I'm kidding. Let's talk about somebody who was being a bitch, and that's a fan at a UFC event.
All right.
CM Punk, as you know, former wrestler, now going into the world of the UFC. He's going to have a big fight at some point in the near future. I'm not sure when his is going to happen, but he did a big Q&A with some fans.
Okay.
It was like 40 minutes long, bunch of people talking to him. In fact, there was one funny part before we get to the part with the fan that was kind of being a jerk. At one point, somebody was asking him a question. She was holding a baby, and DC, Daniel Cormier, decided to interrupt, which was pretty funny.
All right.
Question I have a 15-year-old, a boy who's somewhere here. What's the best advice
<Let's hope.
laughs> that you have for kids who are still following you no matter what arena you're in?
I think they got to be themselves. You know, I think everybody's different. Okay, I'm talking to the lady who's holding a baby, DC. Can you please
be
a gentleman?
In my money in
please
the bank
be a gentleman.
Briefcase.
Please be a gentleman.
I may be cashing in my money in the bank briefcase right now.
Well, you should learn how to cut a promo first.
I might be the best guy at cutting a promo in the UFC that there is. You've heard my post-fight interviews, young man. My question is, was that Seth Rollins' real number you gave me yesterday?
Yeah.
Then I'm calling him.
Do it.
DC wasn't supposed to be there?
No, he just kind of chimed in the crowd.
Wow.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Shows that they're all having a good time. From what I'm hearing, like everyone's saying that he's winning the respect of all the UFC fighters with the way he's been training, his attitude, everything about it. Like, I think people went into it thinking, oh, CM Punk's just going to be CM Punk, the TV character on wrestling, and be a giant colossal ass to everybody. But it sounds like he's not being that guy.
Well, and Lesnar went to the UFC and won fights.
Was a champion.
Right. So, I mean, that I think that kind of already helps some of the wrestlers already. And then CM Punk has been training for years.
Yeah.
I want to say, is he trained with one of the Gracies?
Yeah, I think so.
Or just at a Gracie gym?
I at a Gracie gym for sure. But I feel like at some point he was training with a Gracie, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a guy you do not want to spar with, though, verbally. Like, as you can tell, he's
CM Punk, right. It's unfair. He has an unfair advantage because he comes from the world of wrestling. Like, I think me and Steve are good at talking, but if we were standing here having to go against a WWE superstar, it's pretty tough.
Especially a guy like him who just was like, his bread and butter was just the way he could just fly off the cuff. But the part that...
What's like Fozzie?
Fozzie Bear?
No, is
Jericho.
Jericho. Like when we went, isn't that a name of his band, Fozzie?
Yes, yes.
Fozzie Bear. Like, no, not Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie's good on the mic.
But when we went and saw Fozzie, right, it's just like, God, this guy has so much stage presence. It's like, oh yeah, he's a wrestler.
Yeah, it's like, oh, how does this guy in a relatively newer band command the stage like he does? And yeah. He's a pro at it. That's why. So this fan apparently decided to get on the mic and try to challenge CM Punk to a fight.
All right.
And there's a part in this where CM Punk's going to make a reference to a Simpsons character, which I think is, which again, just shows how awesome CM Punk is. Remember Troy McClure?
He was like, sure.
He always was like, you might remember me from
TV's.
Right. Yeah. TV's Troy McClure. Like, well, here, for instance.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs. Ooh.
So he's that guy.
All right.
So of all like relates, CM Punk pulled that one out of his backside, like just like that.
All right.
So here's the part where a fan decides to be a jackass to CM Punk.
My name's Dylan Trouble Poussin. You might remember me from Twitter blowing you up all the time, asking you for a fight.
No.
My question to you is,
you might remember me from Twitter. Is the greatest Troy McClure that the Simpsons never ever used.
Are you finished?
Ooh,
no, I'm here all day, but guess who's finished? You are.
All right, so my question to you is...
Here's the thing. Like, it's very apparent CM Punk's like, hey, all right, shut this guy up. And nobody turns his mic off.
So he just keeps talking.
Keeps going, man.
Are you scared because your sister Charlene told you to stay away from the Mexican kid, which I find highly offensive.
Oh, you're a Mexican? Oh, I feel bad for all the other cool Mexicans I know.
I'm an American. So are you scared because your sister told you to stay away from the Mexican kid, or are you scared to fight me?
Okay,
you know
this is not what this is for.
Like I beat your sister's pussycat up.
I don't know where...
So this guy just went to start a fight with CM Punk.
Yes. Who apparently he's been challenging CM Punk to a fight on Twitter.
What is there a visual? Has anybody seen what this guy looks like?
He just looks like a dude.
All right.
He doesn't look like, I mean, granted, he has a shirt on. Maybe if he wanted to show how intimidating he is, he should have took his shirt
off.
Steve,
that's how every great fight starts.
It is.
Somebody's got to go shirtless
when
first.
Somebody takes the shirt off, that means it's real.
Yeah. Right. It's always funny, too, when a guy takes his shirt off and he's not really, like, ripped. And it's like, well, I know he means it. But
are you trying to intimidate me because you're going to sweat on me? Because right? That's what I'm looking at right now. It's
right.
Just a sweaty mess.
Maybe I should try that.
Yes.
Just awkwardly rip my shirt off.
You and I both. These two hairy men just took their shirts off. They're not in shape.
Right. They can nay-nay.
Yeah. And one's a little bit suspect on the whip. He's a little violent with his whip. All right, let's check out the rest of this clip.
Anyone in this, huh? That's not what this platform's for, and I understand that you want to have a message for him, but that's not what this is for. You're wasting UFC
fans'
time.
I have a message for
time.
Him and the rest of Chicago. You say that you want it
you're
to be
getting
Chicago.
Booed. No one cares.
Chicago.
Next.
Tonight.
Why don't you just start?
Come on.
That chick is awesome.
But nobody physically walks over and just moves him.
No, he's still on the microphone. The sound guy hasn't turned the mic off. No security has grabbed him. If I'm CM Punk, I'm like, what do we have to do to get this guy out of this room?
Wouldn't that, I mean, I would just assume if you have a live microphone, somebody either working or security needs to be by it.
Right. You would think. It's like a podium kind of a microphone. So everyone's in line. So when he's done, the next person in line comes up. So you'd think you'd have a moderator saying, hey, bud, your time is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's more.
Are you scared? I want to know why you're scared to fight me.
Oh,
can
are
we
you,
turn off that
are
mic?
Are you a UFC fighter?
Are you a UFC,
are you UFC fighter?
You're I'm an entertainer,
bro. I'm on the stage, bitch.
Entertainer.
Get the f*** out.
Entertainer.
Wow.
And there you go. And then at that point, they finally turned the mic off. I'm on stage, bitch. Get the F out.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
That's got to be such a weird world. Because, I mean, when he's coming over from wrestling, and then, right, every guy that's put in any time in a gym now thinks that they know better than CM Punk.
Right, like he goes, are you a UFC fighter? And then the guy's response was, are you? You're an entertainer. It's like, well, no, actually now he is technically a UFC fighter. He's on the roster.
I mean, right, he's got to get in there and he's got to fight.
Sure. And he probably, for all we know, he's going to get his ass handed to him. But still, you got to give the guy credit. Here's a man who I'm a big believer and a fan of when, if you want to do something, there ain't nobody stopping you from doing it other than yourself.
He's got to stay his course.
That's right, Ted. I like how it all comes full circle.
Oh, yeah, man.
So here's CM Punk, who, for all he knows, he's going to get his ass handed to him. But you know what? He's had this urge to do it, and he's doing it, man.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, too, is like he's putting in a lot of time and effort, and the UFC's not dumb. Like, CM Punk doesn't trot out and have to, he's not going to have to face, he's going to face somebody that you might know their name, but they got to be on the backside of their career. So, like,
sure.
They're going to give him some fights he should win.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if they want to be ruthless, it would be a great way to just bury the WWE by putting him in the ring with somebody or the octagon with somebody who's just going to wipe his ass. You know, I mean, like, just kick him all left and right. But it doesn't serve any good.
Right, and I don't see that happening.
Because
the WWE, all of a sudden, is more than happy to announce that Brock Lesnar was a UFC champ.
Right, and have Ronda Rousey show up at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about time those two started working together. They're not really... I know that they view themselves as competition, but I don't... I mean, if you're a fan of one, you might be a fan of both. And if you are, wouldn't you like to see that they get along? Like, you wouldn't want to feel like there should be a divide between the two.
I think there's plenty of people that are MMA fans that are also wrestling fans.
Yeah.
But can easily draw the distinction between wrestling and actual mixed martial arts.
Right. You just enjoy the athleticism of both for different reasons.
Yeah. Well, they're right. They're both. I mean, look, I like both sports.
Yeah.
But at no point... Right, do I think most wrestlers can go over and make that change?
No, I don't think Fandango can show up to Fandango. Could go into the octagon and win.
No, like I think Rusev would honestly get beat up.
Yeah.
He's big, but like his main thing, his skill set is wrestling.
Yeah.
Like whatever the accolade.
Oh, yes.
Whatever he's doing there isn't even doing anything.
No.
But, right, like CM Punk, like he's trained for years. He always wore all that Gracie kind of stuff already.
Daniel Bryan, he lived in Vegas. I'm reading his book right now. He moved there just so that he could train MMA as a way of staying in shape.
No kidding.
Yeah, so Daniel Bryan could probably hold his own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he wouldn't be embarrassed out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, there's a couple of wrestlers that might be able to pull it off. Brock Lesnar, obviously. But for the most part, I think we realize that The Miz is not going to go in there and take care of business.
No. And then, right, The Miz had already been on TV. He just wanted to be a WWE wrestler.
Right.
I still think that's awesome he did that.
And his story is amazing because, you know, he went in there and he's a reality show guy. And I was reading actually about it. They bring it up in Daniel Bryan's book as well. Is that when he showed up, of course, nobody wanted to give him any love. Fans thought he was a joke because he's a reality TV guy from the real world. And then also,
right,
the wrestlers didn't want to show him any respect because they're like, who is this loser that didn't pay his dues the way that we paid our dues? Like, there's stories of him being kicked out of locker rooms because the wrestlers were just like, no, F you. You don't deserve to be in a room
with
us.
Right, it was just like drunken shtick that he did. But then he actually made it work.
Yeah, and was the WWE champ for a minute.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he's like one of the hardest working guys in the WWE, not just in the ring. You could say what you want about his skills. I understand he's not like a seasoned, you know, skilled wrestler, but he works all the media. He does all the stuff that nobody else wants to do. So, I mean, some of those wrestlers should shake his hand because he's doing stuff that no one else wants to do for the good of their sports entertainment program.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So suck it.
Yeah.
Whoever.
Yeah. CM Punk's a real fighter.
That's right. I wanted to play this clip before we get out of here.
All right.
Because I thought it was funny. There's this police officer. He's a sheriff. And he delivered a video for a burglar that's at large right now.
All right.
It's in Louisiana, and he's basically telling the guy, look, we know what you did, we have video of what you did, and we're coming to get you.
All right.
So it's a pretty entertaining piece, so I wanted you to hear this, Ted. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
On Wednesday night, July the 8th, Stelly's Market and Restaurant on Highway 71 was broken into and burglarized. If you're the man that committed this felony, look at me, son. I'm talking to you. The sheriff likes Stelly's Restaurant, and so do I. The food here is good, and the folks are friendly. We're going to identify you, arrest you, and put you in a small cell. After that, I'm going to have a cheeseburger here with fries and a Coke and leave a nice tip for the waitress.
What in the hell is this guy doing?
And he's standing there outside with his cop car behind him, just looking right in the camera.
And where did they put this? YouTube?
Yes.
He said, if you're seeing it, then I'm going to go have a Coke, some fries. Everybody's saying a burger and fries with a Coke. And I'm going to leave her a nice tip.
Meanwhile, your next meal will be served through a small hole in a cell door. Because our detectives harvested DNA from the rock you used, and you left a perfect boot print on the door you kicked in. But we won't have to wait on lab results, because you're on St. Landry Crime Stoppers tonight. Congratulations, son. I'm about to make you famous. By tomorrow, 100,000 people will have watched you commit a felony. You will be recognized. And the people that know you don't really like you anyway. So when it comes down to a choice...
Wait a minute, stop. Where is he getting that information from? He's just throwing that in there, Steve. Somebody, by the way, somebody should have given this guy a hug when he was growing up. This guy sounds like he's dealing with a lot on the inside. They don't like you anyway.
That's right.
100,000 people are going to see this in whatever town this is.
And somewhere in Louisiana. St. Landry Parish.
Jesus.
Here's the last clip.
Between you and $1,000, they'll take the cash.
That's right. Your friend's going to dime you out for $1,000.
I would not want to have... I feel like getting pulled over from that guy, even I would end up in jail.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you just said yes, sir, to everything he said.
Right? You patronizing me, boy? Like, I don't know. Sorry.
Look at me, son. I'm talking to you.
Were you and the other bald fella nay-naying?
I heard he was whipping violently.
Right? I bet that guy would be pissed if he knew we were whipping and nay-naying.
Yes.
Right? Like, you could tell in that guy's voice. It's not hard to do the math here. We know what he likes and doesn't like. He dislikes the nay-nay. The dance.
Of course. What else would we be talking about? All right, one more thing before we get out of here, Ted.
You keep saying one more, Steve, and then there's another one.
Well, because, you know, I look at the time. Oh, well, we got like 3 seconds. I guess we don't have time to do... What do you think? Should we do one more thing?
No.
All right, then.
Let's do... Well, we got to do push-ups. That's another thing.
That's another thing.
Do we have a different wrestler, or is this Seth Rollins again?
What do you think?
I thought this was going to be wrestling the whole episode, all intros and outs, and then we went back to boy bands.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe for the Monday of the Monday Night Raw, which is, I think, 2 Mondays from now.
All right.
We'll do all wrestling themes for our music.
All wrestling themes.
All the time.
All right. It's going to be weird, too, to watch Raw in person. And then by the time I get home, I'll be able to watch, like,
I know,
the DVR version and be like, there we are.
Yeah, because it's going to not air live here on the West Coast unless you have an East Coast feed. So by the time you get home, you'll probably be like maybe a half hour to an hour into it.
Nice.
Yes. So we got to whip and nay-nay the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where we're sitting. We're somewhere on the floor.
We're going to be physically tired.
Yes. We're going to be pitting out. We might want to bring an extra t-shirt.
Maybe we should go black t-shirts.
Maybe we should buy a t-shirt while we're there.
Oh, I know what I had to tell you. We have time for one more story, though, Steve.
Oh, just one more thing. One more thing before we go. The floor is yours, Ted.
Last Wednesday, I'm out at a bar, and it's a group of people. I don't know them all. I just know the one, my buddy's girlfriend. And this other girl, like, she kind of keeps looking at me, right? And I'm wearing a Peter Parker t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Right, which is the name of Steve's band.
Right, with a halo on it.
Right. So she kind of, like, at first I'm like, oh man, this chick's digging me. And then finally she just kind of says, like, what is that shirt? And I go, oh, it's my buddy's band.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, huh, all right. Just feels like I know it or from somewhere. And I was like, yeah, they're pretty big. They used to be big back in the day. This goes on for like 3 minutes. And finally I go, oh yeah, and it is Spider-Man's real name. It never even dawned on me.
Right. That's the reason why. When we started the band, none of the Spider-Man movies have been out yet.
All right.
So, I mean, obviously people knew it because if you're a Spider-Man fan, you know it. But it wasn't as mainstream.
Right.
So when we would do shows, like we'd play at the Sit and Spin or the OK Hotel, clubs that don't exist anymore, Sound Guy would always think that Peter Parker was a member of the band.
All right.
It would always be like, all right, well, which one of you is Peter? So we'd always take turns. Back then, we were a three-piece, so it was myself, Matthew, and Mona. At some point, one of us would
be Peter Parker.
Yeah, including Mona. And that was always my favorite, when she would be like, I'm Peter. And the guy's like, all right, can I check your bass volume, please?
Either way, I just liked it that clearly she's thinking about the most mainstream version, which is like, isn't that, how do I know that name? Like, oh, it's my buddy's band. Check him out.
That's the only way you would know Peter Parker.
Yeah, exactly.
They had a following. They played Bumbershoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that.
Yeah. They played Bumbershoot. Sky Church, bitch.
Sky Church.
All right. Why don't we get 10? Let's get out of here.
All right.
Nice work getting Tanch. That was awesome.
Well, you know me. Just working hard behind the scenes, booking stuff.
Grinding away.
Always.
That's what I expect from you, Ted.
Did you see? I tweeted out, if I say I'm grinding, probably just sea salt.
All right, let's get 10, everybody. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends about the MegaCast.
MegaCast!
Here we go, Ted. You ready?
Set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's always funny when coworkers walk by as we're doing it. They don't see me. But they see your ass doing the 10 push-ups, Ted.
I can't see him at all.
We had three different salespeople, I think, walk by, just looking like, why is Ted doing push-ups with headphones on?
Yeah, maybe they're back at their desk going, why aren't I doing push-ups today? It's Monday morning. That guy wants it.
And if you're listening right now, why aren't you doing push-ups?
This music is getting me fired up.
All right, we'll be back later, of course. Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
I'm going to have a cheeseburger here with fries and a Coke and leave a nice tip for the waitress.